After President Donald Trump was inaugurated, marches and protests were held in cities around the world and in six communities in Wyoming, including Cheyenne, Casper, Rock Springs, Cody, Lander, and Pinedale. Thousands of Wyomingites came out for the marches, and now many of them are asking themselves, what comes next? Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports.
On a recent Wednesday night, the Wyoming Art Party opened its studio in the Laramie Plains Civic Center to the public. People started filtering in after school and work, and artist June Glasson, one of the three women who run the Wyoming Art Party, introduced herself to a newcomer.
I'm June. Have we met before?
I'm Kylie.
Did you come to any of the workshops or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, we're not quite sure how the structure of this evening is going to go. We're just basically opening up the space.
Okay.
We have blank postcards over there, and then we have a wall where we've kind of left it open for people to write concerns, any kind of ideas, action items, information you want to share with people.
Ever since President Trump was elected in November, the Wyoming Art Party studios have become a de facto meeting place for people who were unhappy with the results of the election. They held workshops where people could make signs for the Women's March. And on the day of the march, they organized a caravan to Cheyenne in decorated cars. But when that was over, Glasson and her colleagues didn't feel finished.
You know, I think the marches were really, really positive on Saturday, but it's now, how do we move forward? How do we do this better? How do we, you know? The tricky part now is going to be harnessing that energy.
About 50 people, mostly women, showed up. The focus of the meeting was a little all over the place. It's clear individuals had reasons for coming, but that hasn't yet formed into a clear platform. Some people got up to make announcements about what they're interested in pursuing.
My name's Shelby Shadwell, and I am a local volunteer and a state organizer for a national organization that is interested in one issue that kind of underlies every issue, which is giant money in politics.
While Glasson says they're not political and are simply advocating for human rights, the agenda definitely skews progressive, with concerns about abortion rights, concealed carry laws, and LGBT discrimination. The mood in the room isn't angry, but these people are fired up and ready to work. Dakota Metzger is decorating a postcard with her cell phone close by. She works at the Albany County Safe Project and is on call tonight.
I'm here because I want to fight for VAWA. VAWA is the Violence Against Women Act. It's one of the many things proposed by Donald Trump to cut funding towards. He's looking to cut funding entirely towards the Violence Against Women Act, as well as the office itself.
Across the state, in Pinedale, Kendra Cross participated in the Women's and Allies March there for similar reasons.
I personally have had experience of people around me experiencing domestic violence, suicide. My own mother, after she divorced from my father, remarried into a very abusive relationship and ended up shooting herself.
Cross says she felt apprehensive about marching in the first place. Pinedale is a small conservative town, and Sublette County went 77% for Donald Trump in the last election. In the end, over 100 people came out to the march there, but not everyone was happy about it.
There was a sheriff that drove by and thumbs downed the parade. And I have heard stories of one woman said that her neighbor used to to plow the snow in front of her house. And the day after the march, everything else was plowed except her driveway.
But Cross says she won't be backing down.
We're here too. And it's okay if we think differently than you. We have ideas and we have value to bring to this community. And we'd love to have conversations about it. So it is sticking your neck out there, but at the same time, it's standing up and saying, this is who I am, and we belong here. This is where we live too.
Cross is helping organize get-togethers in Pinedale, similar to the ones in Laramie, to figure out what to do next. The first meeting drew a pretty big crowd.
30 people showed up to our meeting, which was pretty incredible. That I kind of planned for 10 or 15, but for 30 people to show up was pretty exciting.
With the help of social media, groups of people in communities like Casper, Lander, Cody, Rock Springs, and Jackson are all taking similar action, writing letters, making phone calls, and lobbying for specific issues during the legislative session. State Senator Chris Rothfuss of Laramie says he hasn't noticed an uptick in the amount of feedback he's gotten this legislative session, but that constituent input this year has been thoughtful, and that factors into how he votes.
The quality of that, I think, has been excellent this year in terms of receiving personal viewpoints, individually written. These are not just carbon copy emails all of the time sent out to every legislator that they can find, which honestly are not very effective.
Back at the Wyoming Art Party meeting, June Glasson says they are still trying to figure out what is effective and how to organize.
You know, I think the biggest concerns with this many people and this many issues and concerns, it's hard to figure out how to organize and structure this sort of thing, which, you know, when I might call it a thing, I'm not sure what it is exactly yet.
The Wyoming Art Party's meetings are getting more focused. Their next one will be on how the state legislature works and will feature a guest speaker. And the next big march in the state already has a date, April 15th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.